Good afternoon, Muskegon.
Good afternoon.
This is Tony Williams.
And Chauncey Williams with What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.
Man, we are entering into a number of new eras. One is presidential election.
That's right. Presidential election. We got
holiday.
Holiday.
Yeah. And high school playoffs.
Man, it's big money time all the way around.
Yeah, man.
This is a big financial term. For everything.
Yes, it is, man.
Yeah. First off, to get the kudos to the Muskegon Big Reds and just spending time with those kids. And I'm not their coach. I'm not around. But, like, when you work out like we all work out, down in that weight pit and everything, you see each other. And
right.
You build a relationship and you build respect.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I remember Coach White brought Khalil to our classroom. And I looked at him and the first word came out of my mouth was work done.
Work done.
That's what reminded me.
Tampa Bay Buccaneer.
And he was like, he started laughing. I was like, nah, man. The brother got a big Christian belief, and his mama was shot and killed. She was a police officer.
Oh, really?
And he was left with his brothers and sisters. He had to take care of them. And he was a big Christian believer, too, and a giver. Good. So I was like, I looked at him. I said, man, that's you, man. I was like, I don't know why. You look like him. You got it.
Mannerism.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then the other boy is the Mississippi boy. I got a chance to grow with him in the summertime. He joined our 21-day workout.
Oh, me and there Anthony Crump. Okay.
So, and I know Ricky Anderson was real fond of him. Ricky said he reminded me of myself when he was a quarterback. I said, Ricky wasn't that good. I said, no, Ricky was awesome.
Ricky was good.
Ricky, awesome. Ricky was awesome. But I was just playing Ricky. Ricky was like, oh, man. He said, John, you know I was good. I said, yeah, we used to go down and check you out when I lived in Detroit. We used to follow the basketball team and the football team when he played. And I said, yeah, he does remember you. And
just a little bit bigger. He got a little thicker than
A little thicker. That's because he down in he in giant country down in Big Red. They
growing big down there,
they
baby.
They eat weights. They do kids eat weights. And look, just to say that, I was, I don't have no shame in my game, and I always look at life like it's a humble way for me to be humble. So, like, last night I'm going into practice, right? I'm going for a little shoot-around with some players. It's about 8:30 at night. It's about 7:30 at night. So I roll up, it's real dark, and I look through the window. I'm like, oh, they feeding people up in there. There was like free Thanksgiving dinner.
Uh-huh.
And they say the Rescue Mission of Salvation Army. I was like, well, when I grew up, I did that. So I'm like, I'm going to go get me a free dinner.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So some people think they probably think they're too good for that.
Oh, no.
So I go up in there. It's four Big Reds at the table.
Uh-huh.
Sitting down. Four young fellas. Ward. Rocky's son. McDonald.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Some talented kids. They sit down and eating. We talking and just kicking it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And we just rapping. I was like, wow. I said, I found these kids that eating what I'm eating. And just letting them know they don't have no shame in their game either.
Right.
Sweet potato pie was good, too, though.
Was it good?
Yeah. So they looking at me. I had my little hat on, skull cap, and jogging pants. Like, oh, hey, you can sit here. I'm like, you can think whoever I am. It don't matter. But I'm here as a.
I'm breaking bread with you
fellas. Breaking bread. That's why I thought about fellowship when I came in. And it was a good meal. It was just a good way to sit down with those kids and just rap with them on the other end and just congratulate them. But put all the hard work and time they put in. I say, Coach, you be in the gym just like we be in the gym. I say, I know. And I say, that's the byproduct of y'all really wanting to own something and take it down. I see good things in y'all's future. So,
yeah, this is a group of kids that are truly driven, you know, and this two-headed monster they got at quarterback.
Man, that's ridiculous.
It's like it's a nightmare for the coach on the other side of the field.
Man.
It's like, how do we deal with this? We got a guy that can, you know, on the snap of a finger is
running
4-3,
4-3 or 4-2, whatever he running.
And the other guy can drag you into the end
and
zone
run you
over.
Then play linebacker.
Right, and then play a stellar linebacker spot, man.
Because I know if Alavante Wallace went down, I had him as a student, and then he stepped in. It's like, I got that.
Oh, he loved that.
I like, man, look at this kid. He's amazing.
He said, go ahead, put Khalil, you handle that quarterback spot.
Yep.
I'm finna go play defense for the rest of the day.
I like that. That's a mindset you can't teach. And
right.
I know Sippy was in Mississippi last year.
Last year,
and they say he went All-State
last
year.
Yeah.
As a sophomore. And he came to Michigan.
Yeah.
He's about to be an All-State candidate this year
because
they broke
an
offensive record.
Yeah. He said that the level of competition was not the same down there than up here.
Wow.
He said, you know, the brand of football that they play at Muskegon is above
bar none
everybody else, man.
So he left and came back.
Came back.
Went all state down there.
Yeah.
That's what I'm telling the audience. You don't know, we among some great kids. Like they say, Khalil at Virginia Tech, I see this boy doing some big things too.
So all our kids, when it's said and done, we'll get some good good looks.
Yeah, and then they dedicated. I heard a story about Ward. He did one visit to Nebraska, and then he said, "I'm good. I got to focus on my team."
Mm-hmm.
And I really appreciate that. That's like let me know that we got some real winners. So coaches out there that's on those levels that's looking to pick up kids, you want kids that's dedicated, man. Big Red Country is the place to be. I'm a Tiger, man. I'm in that environment, though. I see what they do. Them kids eat weights, man. They eat them.
They eat workouts, and then they
academics on point.
Yeah, we don't have kids that are ineligible anymore.
They academics on point, and I just want to commend Josh.
Josh
for that. Josh be on it. Josh be working hard. And just, you know, sometimes I just be in awe because I work so hard, but I pay attention. My mind pick up, and I got a level of respect for everybody that's involved in everyone's success. I really enjoy on how they putting it in.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just attributed to the coach. It's like it's so many other hands to the community from the Muskegon Alumni Association. It's just so many hands in that make this wheel turn for this all the athletics down there and the academics for those kids.
It is. And our kids are reaping the benefits, man, through getting college educations free of charge.
Yeah, I mean, I'm loving it. It's like I'm seeing it. I'm in it. And if I was, I could do that. I come on the radio. I could do that. If I was a parent, I would send them to Big Red Country. That's what I'm saying.
I would do.
Because I remember somebody I wrote something on Facebook. Somebody got mad at me because I wrote a comment. So now I can say that.
We got the mic.
Yeah, we got the mic. Now you can take the mic from me. And then plus what I said, it came to be true.
What can you say about prophecy?
Man, I said it. That's the blood moon right there. Spirits moving. But that just let people know, like, I just wasn't saying it to be saying it. I wasn't trying to, like, be arrogant about it. I was like, I seen the work ethic of these kids. I seen how they act and how they carry themselves.
And they feed off each other, man.
Like, there's no other kids in the county like these kids.
None.
Period.
None. And they face a lot of adversity.
Yes, that's what
others don't face.
Last night I was at the rescue mission. They was in the high school feeding, and it was four boys. They're kicking it like they was eating their school lunch.
Okay.
And we all was just fellowshipping. Yeah. And it was nothing.
They're not above that.
Yeah, and that's why I appreciated them, seeing them at an environment. And they act like they went above it, and we all just greeted each other. They looked at me, I'm looking at them. We having us a ball.
Great, man. That's great.
Amongst homeless stuff, brothers and sisters, and we sitting there.
So we want to come today. Saturday, I hope nobody is in Muskegon listening to this because they should be headed to Ford Field.
That's right. You're exactly right. So I'm just,
Big Reds.
Yeah, support our county. You know,
yes.
We got Catholic down there too.
Muskegon. Absolutely.
They running through people. I don't even know. They shouldn't even be in their division.
They might as well just give them the trophy, man. Save a lot of grief and heartache for us other teams. The beatdown is about to come.
They just walk down there and say, we own this division. Y'all know what it is.
Four times in a row, baby.
Y'all know what it is. So it's good to see that.
Yeah, that's great, man. And then
I know Coach Guy's excited. He's like, he go down there, he's have a son on each.
Right. How you like that?
His program that he runs, the athletic director make it, and his son team make it. I mean, 2 years in a row. He
just
like,
don't get no better.
Like, I got to stay down here all day. Walk the sidelines all day. He on the sideline all
day.
Right,
That's we want to go to the Breslin this year,
yes,
too, right?
We do.
We want to be
the girls'
at the Breslin,
basketball team. We want to go, and boys.
Yeah.
We want to be there.
We want to make a trip to the Breslin.
Yeah, we want to be there, man. I would love to be there, and that's the goal every year, to put in the work.
Right.
I know I don't sleep. I don't even know when basketball season end or start.
There is no end, and there is no starting. You know,
is that for
it's
nothing?
A constant evolution.
It's a constant grind.
It should be, and it should be, man.
So I don't know when it start or stop. It's just a great way to keep your time occupied and to developing people, so.
Yeah, and we'll hit one more other current event topics, and then we'll get into the subject matter today. And we just need to touch on the fact that come January 1, all right, will be a new administration in this country.
That's right.
Okay. Whether you voted or not, the fact of the matter is that's what it's going to be.
And you can't have a crybaby fit and walk out and say that you're going to protest, that it's going to change the president. That's not going to do nothing.
That's not going to change it.
Them tension times.
It's not going to change.
You should have did that through policy, public policy. But I tell you this.
The voting.
God put a man in place. We didn't.
Okay.
And a lot of times when a man get put in place, you don't have to respect the man, but you have to respect the title.
Yeah.
And because it's a title that's prestigious throughout this world.
Yes,
it's a world leader, and we have to respect the title. And also look at the initiatives that he probably could have in place that could benefit you. You just got to conform and change to a certain extent to see where your demographics fit in.
Yeah, it's going to change. We don't know what the impact will be on the community as a whole, but we know things will not be what they have been for the last 8 years.
Exactly. It won't be.
Okay. But if you know, you got to find, right, get in where you fit in. You got to find out what are the economic initiatives that are going to come forward, how they're going to impact you, and you got to be prepared to weather the storm.
Yep.
Okay. And there may be some good, there may be some bad come out of this administration.
Yep, I just been paying attention.
We can't bury your head in the sand.
Yep, I pay attention a lot of what he's been talking about. He's ready for brain. And it's funny, the thing about it is I know China's been plays a big role in America. It's like
they economy.
They got the receipt.
Yeah.
They fronted us a lot of money going back to Bill Clinton.
Okay.
You know, NAFTA.
Brought a lot of money.
Right?
Yes,
those
sir.
Those tariffs on those taxes.
American Trade Association.
Yep. Then George Bush followed it up. That document is so thick. Then you got Obama that supported it. So it's like they said the ambassador from China, he was like, I got to go meet Trump because he was speaking out against all that.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you look at it, it's been a shrinking bubble for like jobs and certain products that's not made in America no more.
Not made in America.
And one quote I just want to say is that, God, listen, I pitch it to everybody. He said this and I was like, I was with it. He said it was a time where you could buy a car in America. You don't drink the water in Mexico.
Okay.
Then
that's
he
right.
said, he said, you buy a car, you can buy a car in Mexico and don't drink the water in Michigan. And I was like, oh. And I was like, okay. I was like, oh, is he right?
You can't argue with the truth, man. You can't.
So a lot of our products been getting shipped out of here, and it's like, and a lot of times people don't get hit directly hurt, but the people that don't have the education or don't have the resources to make those big moves like some people have done,
mm-hmm.
they get hit the hardest.
Yes, they do, because they have less marketable skills, okay, where you can pick up if you got a skill or a
certain
trade,
education level, yes.
Yeah, you can pack up and go to
Texas.
To Texas, to robust economies where it's growing. And that was his political base, was rural America that had gotten hurt for the most part in the downturn of the auto industry to a degree. Although the auto industry came back, it was nothing like it was prior to the downturn. Okay.
Because a lot of cars are not made here. Like,
right.
They say American
made.
It's
assembled.
Yeah, it's assembled here, but the parts, like, I remember I bought an Impala like a 2000-something, 2007, some years ago. And I popped the trunk, it said made in China.
Yeah. A lot of the parts, man.
So I'm like, how did I got a foreign car that say American emblem on the front? So it's a lot of things that you think about, you're like, oh, it's American made. It's American assembled.
It's American assembled. That's what that means. So, and I think Ford just made a major announcement that they were going to build another plant in Mexico.
Yes, they did.
And that got everybody stirred up again and rallying behind Trump, because they were saying his platform was, we're not going to stand for that. Because if you go outside the country to make products and bring them back, there's going to be tariffs.
Yeah, he goes, I'm a tax.
Okay, it's basically
going
to be taxes.
I'm going at your head. That's what he said. Basically, what you didn't see in the past, that free come over, bring it over,
and dump
make
it,
your profit.
Dump it.
We getting you.
Yeah. The steel mills were another prime example. Back in the day, you know, we could drive through Gary, Indiana, and the smoke was so thick you couldn't even see.
Pollution.
Because they was pumping these steel mills was pumping them out. And China dumped steel in this country. They basically brought it in at a loss in order to corner the market.
That's right.
To drive them out of business. And then once they go out of business, now you can start raising the prices to where you can become profitable. And that's what that's what his thing was. You know, making sure that doesn't happen.
And then, you know, like, you know, when you mentioned that, it's like, I've been paying attention to a lot of stuff. It goes back as far as, like, Kwame Kilpatrick. Even with the trash, China was buying our trash at a cheap price to get those copper wires and stuff out.
Yep. Yes, they were.
Man. They hit a big lick.
Yeah.
And that's what he's been paying attention to that. He's like, hold up, they getting the trash for, like, free.
Free. You know what? And what else they did, I found out? They would take our trash and turn it into liner board paper that when you get packaging material out of boxes and stuff, they would sell that back to us. We give it to them for free.
Yep.
They'd process
exactly.
it and make filler paper out of it and then put it in our packaging boxes and then sell it back to us.
Exactly.
So I don't know who was the smart one in that deal.
Like even with some of the products I buy from foreign countries now, it'd be like free shipping. I'm like, how you can give me free shipping from China?
Right.
I mean, I ordered some products. And I'm like, I'm getting free
from
shipping.
From that far away.
From that far away. How can you afford
and
to get free shipping?
You're getting a good
shipping?
Price, right?
Man, I'm talking about the price is ridiculous.
Right. So like, where's the margin at? What's the margin of profit here?
Like the Elevation training mask you can put on? It costs like $70 in store. I can get it for $20 with free shipping.
With free shipping.
It take a little bit, like 2-3 weeks, but it's coming for free. So I'm like, what's the dynamics of that? How does that equation happen? That because of them tariffs.
So that means it costs them to produce that product probably about $2.
Man, probably cheaper
maybe
than
three,
that.
You know? But yet they can still sell at a profit and ship it to you free because they have this massive labor workforce. Okay? That the level of the standard of living have come up in China, but there's still a lot of sweatshops where people are getting $1, $2, $3 a day.
Dictatorship. So they keep they keep it. So whatever money coming in certain villages and certain places, it's somebody collecting it before it comes.
Oh yeah.
They say, we're not gonna build your community up. We're gonna give you a job, we're gonna feed you, and we can control how you live. You live on this factory plant. Your apartment is on this plant, you're gonna put this many hours in, it's gonna be all these things. I've seen videos where they house everything, where you hang out at, where you eat at, and you come to work all day long. And we babysit your kids. You doing that here.
Right. Yep.
They control everything. So that's why my man flew over here. Like,
you're gonna
mess up my billions of dollars that's come from America.
But yeah, I don't see that happening. There's gonna be some agreements put together where, you know, the economy won't suffer because the downturn in trade with China and a lot of the other countries of the world.
It's like anything. All the bubbles going to bust. They have to bust the bubble. And when they bust the bubble, they're going to find some dirty work there.
Well, there's a historical data concerning the Republican administration from years gone past in this country. And it says that any time that there's a Republican administration, there will soon be a recession to follow.
Oh, yeah. Or war.
Okay. So over the next 4 years, because I don't think it'll be eight, over the next 4 years, we can prepare ourselves for some form of recession in our economy, which means that there will be job losses. That means that there will be benefits cut that we currently have based on the government providing them. So there are some changes coming.
Oh, yeah, they're coming. They're supposed to come, though. They're supposed to come.
We need to be ready.
I look at it like me, I'm 39 years old. I've seen this 20-year cycle already. I see how it functions.
Mm-hmm.
It gets a time of lean and it's time of most. And, like, entering this new year, let's get ready to get into our show, entering this new year, when January comes, how you going to sit down with your family before the holiday and break down the structure on what you're going to do with the dollar? What things do you have paid off already?
Mm-hmm.
You know, think about that. Do you have a car paid off? Where's the house at? Did you refinance? What did you do to your budget? Like, where do you see yourself in the next 4 years?
You need to have that discussion.
That plan needs to be in place.
And that plan, that's right.
How you look at your health insurance? Like, we just restructured our health insurance because I know things are going to change. They gave us different options where we can save more money and look at things differently. So it's like, you got to look at all of that. That's the real Christmas list to me.
Mm-hmm.
Not bomb, because when this show runs, it's going to be Black Friday. It's going to be over.
That's right.
So it's like, how much money are you really going to spend on products you're not going to use? How much you going to think critically about entering the new year with a new administration in? Before I came in today, I was checking out some stocks that I had. And I was like, okay, I looked at Nike. I looked at my Under Armour. Then I was looking at private institutionalized work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, say private prisons. And renewable energy. Those two was up.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, I held them for a long time. Mm-hmm. They were down. They were plummeting. I even seen news like they're not going to do it anymore and this and that. And people say, Josh, why you hold stock in that? Well, my thing is I don't commit crimes. I don't live a life as a criminal. Mm-hmm. So it's like if I look at that kind of lifestyle and say to myself, like, you can't tax that lifestyle. None of that money is going towards schools.
No.
None of that money is going towards busing. None of that money is going towards health care. So I'm like, well, the best way to get that money towards a source is to the people that's doing that, find a way to gather them and find a way to tax them. Say, well, if you don't want to make the Chick-fil-A money or the Burger King money because mm-hmm. you have limited skills and you want to break the law, well, here's a place for you and it's how we're going to make money off of you.
Okay.
And I'm not against anything. I'm not against my brothers that's there, but in the same capacity, the brothers that's free right now or the people that's free right now, if we keep on living our lives where we keep on committing and breaking laws, that $250,000, that $100,000 you made off doing illegal activity, ask somebody to spend time there. It go down to 17 cents an hour.
Okay, when you do the math.
When you do the math, was it really worth?
Okay, that's what you got to look at it when you're making these decisions. Okay, and again, talking about the new administration, they don't believe they're in the business to rehabilitate people, incarcerate people. That needs to be done by private industry.
That's right.
Okay.
We're spending too many dollars.
They're going to turn this work over and save half of what they would normally spend from the state and the federal government level for running penitentiaries.
And then tax that private entity.
And then get a tax coming back.
How much money? Let's get into that conversation. How much money do we really spend on trying to help somebody that's incarcerated? We spend,
I think it's $35,000.
Yeah, $36,000 a year. Yeah. And then education is $7,500. So I'm like, something wrong with that.
There's a disconnect, man.
Yeah. And then the brothers, and I spend time helping the brothers. They're not getting the best of the best. They ain't got no condo.
Okay.
They got a room. My business station we in right now, and this the room we in right now.
Three hots and a cot.
Half of that.
Yeah.
So we got to really think about, like, what are we really
where's
in?
Where's the money going?
Yeah, where the money going? And then there's so many services in there to support them. Mm-hmm. Them services, it's crazy.
It is. So renewable energy was another piece that
talked
about.
That was on hold, that everybody held up. It was like, on the West Coast, it's starting to boom, but it's like it's been held up in this region.
It's the administration. See, Obama's administration supported it.
Yes, it did.
Okay, the new administration is saying no, we don't believe in global warming. We don't believe in this. The sky is falling. So just like BC Cobb got shut down because it was a coal-fired facility, facilities like that are going to get rejuvenated because the administration is saying coal is a very cheap source of energy, and we're going to continue to use it, and we're going to promote it. Okay? So those kind of stocks
gonna go back up
are the ones that's going up, along with the private institutionalized penitentiaries. Those are the kind of things you look at to determine where you fit in the big scheme of things with this turn that's going to take place in this economy.
Man, it's like,
and that means that we need to be saving your cash.
That's right.
Okay? Because when a recession hits, that means that people lose their jobs.
Yep. Here go, and I've been in that situation before, and it was rough. I look at it now like I'm prepared. I have some things
paid off.
Moving on or whatever you got to do. But it comes. And like I brought my Christmas list. Listen, it's called the Action Plans.
All righty. Let's
hear it. The first one is reduce your cost of living. Now, best way possible, you could look at, now I'm saying reduce it, but basically look at the things that's...
Review it and examine and find out if you're really spending money that you don't really need to spend.
Go. Yep, like cable.
I'd have to let it go.
Newspaper delivery. Like I was looking out somebody's house, like I always pay attention to things. People that's around me, they get a newspaper. The newspaper be about four or five of them just sitting outside. I'm like, you ain't collecting newspaper for the whole week.
It's overpriced. A daily newspaper, $1.50, man. And it's about 8 pages.
And you can go online and get that.
For free.
Yep. eating out. Avoiding long-distance phone calls. But you ain't had those no more. You got free cell phone.
Yeah,
you
for the most part, phone calls are free.
You don't need all that technology on your car where you got the Sirius radio and all this and XM radio that you're paying for.
Oh, yeah. It's not free. OnStar. OnStar is not free.
You got GPS on your phone. Use that.
Okay.
This is just looking at purchasing fruit groceries. I had got this. We went to the grocery store the other day. I got this app called Checkout 51 where I can look on the list before I go shopping and click on all these things. Then I get cash back.
Oh, okay.
If I buy eggs, if I buy milk, I'm going to drink some cashew milk. I'm going to drink some. I'm going to eat some eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this cereal, I don't eat this kind, but I'm eating this kind now. They give me $2.50 back if I buy 2 boxes.
Right.
So it's just... Well, we did. Yes, we do. It was $2.50 back in my bank account.
It's just
things you have to look at. It's just so many apps out there to save money and just to do things. We just need to restructure our planet as our Christmas list.
That's right. Your Christmas list this year ought to be a list of longevity going into the new year.
Yep.
I'm not worried about buying all the stuff for Christmas.
We changed our insurance. We didn't get a chance to get our insurance option. Like you said, you told me what it was when I showed you, talked to you, like 3 months ago about the show. I was like, I'm paying $475 for the insurance every paycheck.
Okay. It's a lot of money, baby.
That's a lot of money. 20 pays, that's like $10,000.
Yeah.
So
and
what
you don't
I did,
get sick.
I restructured and I don't get sick. So I was like, well, what am I missing? So I said, I changed it and restructured. I cut it to half.
Yeah.
But I didn't have that option at first. So like it makes you think like, man, I'm paying $10,000 for insurance.
Yeah. And you basically just get a health. All you do is just go get a checkup.
Yeah, I'm getting a checkup every
year. Shouldn't cost you that much.
But then I want to be able to go to the doctor and do certain things at certain times. So I'm like, my copay should be a little bit higher. So I'm thinking, I'm like, let me restructure. But I couldn't do that option at first.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like, pick this one or pick that one. So it was a tough situation looking between what I had to do. So it's like, next one is improve your income. Some people, you got to be able to hustle everything. Like, I was talking to one of my buddies the other day. He was like, people need to get in, use their car. If you buy a decent car, go on Lyft. Be an Uber driver.
Okay.
Yeah. The extra hustle. I got a buddy I was talking to about a couple hours ago. I put him in Uber driving. He's like, man, I made $700. I made $500. I made this. I made that. This on the weekend.
Okay. And that's good money.
And he just, that's his, he said, I got my Christmas money now.
All right.
See, Christmas is going to be all right. So I made $1,200. So I don't got to go on my paycheck.
Uh-huh.
So like, he spent that on the weekend. He got a full-time job. So he's putting things in place. And I remember we connected. He said, you've been out there. I said, I ain't get a chance because I've been doing other things. But I'm like, I showed somebody else a vehicle on how to be prosperous in that area where they can use their car that they probably got paid off or they paying on.
Mm-hmm.
They can pay for itself.
Yeah.
So you just restructure how you can look at your improve your income even through your job. A lot of times people think they got to go back to school to do that. No, you can start your own business. You can do little things. So mm-hmm. just restructuring your life in a way where all your time is accounted for and you're being compensated for it. The third one is give. I mean, really give. I'm going to say this one right here. Say John 3:16, God loved the world, so he gave his only son. Yep. Those two words right there, give and love.
It's powerful words, man.
Give and love. So just stand on that accord. Just give. Get used to giving because it keeps you humble. So you won't grow in arrogance. You'll grow in giving, and you'll mm-hmm. grow in love. So you're like, well, I'm doing this. I'm giving. I'm making sure I'm connecting with who I'm supposed to connect with. I restructured all my finances, and I found a way to really give. They always talk about that. They say, if you could do 80-10-10, that's great. Give to yourself, charity first, church or charity, then give to yourself, and then try to live off the 80.
Mm-hmm.
If you can live off the 80, that's a lot. 80%, that's a lot, especially depending where you're at financially. And the fourth one is pay on time. When it comes to your bills, student loans, house bill, car bill, do your best possible thing is pay on time. And just after that, after going through all that, if you got some Black Friday money, some mad, like you call it, mad money, Tony.
That's right. Have at it.
Go
get
have
in the
fun.
Crowd. Fight with the mob to get those three TVs they got out there for you.
I learned my lesson when I'm on the laptop. I didn't know it was three. I was like,
yeah.
My first time, I'm with my wife. We doing our first Black Friday shopping. We think being a couple, we doing our thing,
right.
Newlyweds. We're
going to stroll in.
I got my new baby. I want this. I'm going to get this laptop right here. I need this right here. We going to the store. People fighting.
Okay.
They running and fighting. I say, oh, I'm not ready for this.
They've been camped out all day. They hungry. They tired. They mad. And you want to try to get the product that they in there for? Oh, yeah. It's on and popping now.
Man. Then that product going to find out. You're going to find it broke.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's sitting around.
Yeah.
So it's amazing, man. It's just amazing looking at things and just trying to restructure. Just going in, like you said, it's going to be a turn of some things because everybody got their own initiative and they got their hidden initiative when they come in office.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, they do.
So who's supporting and backing this person and what initiative they going to let you see? What hand they going to show you and what hand they not going to show you?
Things are going to change. Okay, that's a guarantee. I can tell you that right now on the radio. That life will be different starting in 2017 for everybody in America.
Exactly.
And you need to be real about it and start getting yourself in a financial position to weather the storm because the storm is coming.
It's coming. Right. I tell all people all day, I'm like, it's coming. And it's just not, you don't want to get to the point where you got more month than you have money.
Yeah.
That's it. That's a hard thing. And
yeah, one of the things that he, you know, again, his platform was talking about the Social Security Administration, the SSI, okay? That's an area that they're going to take a real close look at for people that are receiving Social Security disability.
You know what they tried at first, you know that, don't you? When Obama came in, Obama tried to get them off of it and say, look, I'm going to give you a skill while you can work with your disability.
Right.
Some people just still like, nope, I want that check still.
Well, some of the Democrats pushed back on him.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they still gave him that option. It was like, I was like, that's crazy.
But now
it's only $700 a month.
That's right. It's not much money. Okay.
Some people opt for that. Instead of going back to school.
That's what the best thing to do. Because now you got a Republican Congress and a Republican president. So a lot of things that he has on his agenda, he will get passed. Okay, you know, there's the filibustering that goes on in the in Congress and in the Senate, but there's going to be, again, initiatives that is going to get passed that is going to directly affect somebody you know, okay? Be it through Obamacare, okay? He's saying that he, you know, he may not dismantle it, but it's going to be changed, all right?
Well, I'm not going to be paying $10,000 a year no more.
Okay.
I'd love to have at least five of that back.
Good luck with that.
My income taxes helped me a little bit, but it all went towards business. I was like, I would love to have that income back.
The ones that are going to benefit the most are those that are in business. Okay?
I'm there.
There are going to be some advantages in being businesses, owners. And, again, there's going to be some things that do hurt you through this process. But, you know, stay diligent, listen and read. You know, C-SPAN is probably one of the stations that don't get very much publicity at all. But it does give you some insight to what's going on Capitol Hill, which is going to be important in the months to come as far as what the initiatives are that's being planned for this administration. So we would hope that everybody had a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving and had an opportunity to fellowship with the family, spend time, and not spend a whole lot of money, because that's all that stuff going to go away. But yet, the time that you spend with your family and loved ones is priceless.
I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna go out on a limb. Congratulations, the Muskegon Big Reds. Even when it's run, it's gonna be before the game.
Yes, sir.
Because I seen that boy. I seen both of them quarterbacks work and all them other kids work. And when they lost to that team from Chicago, I seen it on that boy's face when he tried to get in the end zone that he said, "I'm not losing another game." And that's that number. That's number two. What's his name again?
Ladarius Jefferson,
Mississippi. I seen it on his face. Like, he looked, and I talked to him after the games, like, I'm not losing another game.
I believe it.
So if they go in with that wheel right there,
oh yeah.
And I told the guys last night that I saw, I said, if y'all play like that, nobody don't stand a chance.
Mm-mm. Nobody. Not indoors. This weekend,
that's me?
The elements, you know, they play well in the elements.
And it was fast in the elements.
Okay. But get them inside in this climate controlled environment. On probably some of the best turf we got in the state.
It's gonna be the best show on turf.
They better come with it, baby, because these Big Reds is coming. They going to win a championship.
Yes, they are.
All right,
I see.
They
it
bringing
all.
It home, baby.
Yep. I'm Chauncey Williams,
and I'm Tony Williams,
and this is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.